Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Ruben. I just emailed you. Just haven't ignored that. That was when we were doing a lot of MCAs, we would need the plastic companies and so on.
No worries. I just had them put NA so they can complete the DocuSign.
Yep. Yeah, perfect. Perfect.
Cool.
Yep.
So.
All right. Once it comes, let me just see something here. I'm going to check my emails. In a few minutes, once it's done, I'll check if you can confirm, but we'll get a confirmation email. It'll go to the generic email for Bank of Cardiff, and then it'll go to me. So once I see that, it should be any minute now that he's completed it, I'll let you know.
Cool. And then she's ready for the call.
They just completed DocuSign. I just got the
what?
Email. We just got it back. So what will happen now, let the underwriter's going to have to update everything based on what you sent. So that's not going to happen instantaneously. I'll push them to do it as quick as possible.
What do you mean update?
They do not update the STIPs you sent in, clear the STIPs.
Oh, but like the
signed contract.
I just want to make sure the file's fully underwritten. There's not going to be any surprises.
Yeah. No, there shouldn't be. As long as the STIPs match what we asked for, you should be good to go.
All right. So then you tell us for them to call in, and we can
have
them call.
What will happen is we'll clear it, and you'll probably get an email saying what is a good time and number to do the funding call.
Okay.
And
then
if there's any STIPs that we can't clear for some reason, they'll send out an updated STIP list for you. And then if you have any questions, let me know.
The only thing I really see here, Doug, is the payoff letter. So this is – have you ever heard of a company called Seattle Prime?
No, never have.
So I think – you know, I haven't. I think they're a company that – this is a Korean customer. I'm sure you guys know that. You know, Hanmi Bank,
yeah.
All this stuff. But they think they pretty much exclusively I think they're a small company that goes after, I think they have a lot of customers in the community. They do MCAs, they do term loans.
Sure.
But I think what's really interesting to me is, I believe they are servicing the transactions themselves.
Okay.
So I think what's happening is that they're actually, but these are, like their payoff letters, just so you know, I just got it. It's not like, and I'll send it over to you, but it's not like this super official. It just says the DBA name and all this stuff. It's like, it's pretty, they have good pricing. Just, you know, they sold this person, and from what I understand, at a 119 with a 1% OFI for 12 months.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think, but at the end of the day, it was 100 grand. But they're not like, they're like, they go under Seattle Fime or Seattle Prime. I think it's a very small company, but I'm going to shoot you over the payoff so you can take a look at it. And I'm assuming they have a UCC. They talk about a UCC, but it's just a different kind of a company. It's really interesting.
Well,
it's a
lot of times with the payoff, we could tie out that UCC because it makes sense. So that payoff may, but yeah, shoot it over to me. I'll take a look at it, but that payoff may cover both steps.
Yeah, I think, oh, you know what? It's interesting. So when I'm Googling this company, I see everything in Korean, and it says GMX Funding. So this is probably exclusively a company that's targeting the community. Not targeting. I think their customer is the Korean community.
They could be targeting. I think you may have used a good choice of word.
No, but it's okay.
No, I know.
This customer comes to us through a Korean vendor.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the lady, she speaks English, but she has a heavy Korean accent. She's born in Korea.
Yeah, that's another thing we'll do is when we ask name and number or contact, a good time and number to contact for the funding call, we'll
mm-hmm.
ask preferred language. So we have language people who do all different types of languages.
Oh, you do?
So, yeah, so that'll make
it. Oh, so if someone actually speaks Korean, you guys can do that?
Yes.
Okay, I didn't know that. We actually, once in a while, run into this, as you know, but she speaks good enough English for verification. We've spoken to her multiple times, but no, it's pretty interesting. So I'll get you over the letter. Just take a look at it. It's just like, it's a very kind of hokey-dokey letter in a sense, but this is their UCC.
Okay, perfect. And then I'll have the underwriter work on clearing the STIPs as soon as possible.
Thanks, brother. Bye-bye.
Okay. Thanks, Steve.